Hey, what's up, everybody? It's David Kesey, founder and head coach of The League, where we demand you play at a higher level and find a way to win every single day. And this is Find a Way Daily. Today's episode is the old bait and switch. Sit back, relax, and enjoy today's episode of Find a Way Daily.
We can be all that much better.
Do you know somebody who has a lot of talent but doesn't do anything with it?
This ability to influence, make that happen.
What is possible for you is endless. What is stopping you is just an illusion.
So like you, I'm always looking to, you know, grow my business, get my message out there a lot, tell my story, see how I can contribute, help people, and through that is a lot of marketing and a lot of branding, right? So that people know what I'm about, and if they like it, they can get more of it. I mean, it's how you're listening to this podcast right now, is I try to give you as much value as I can within 5 to 10 minutes and help you find a way to win and contribute at a high level. Some of you decide to, you know, do more with me and work all the way up and coach with me one-on-one, and some of you just decide to take advantage of the free podcast, and I love it either way. I am grateful for you being in my world. And, you know, with that, there's been a lot of changes in marketing, a lot of changes in branding, not for me, but in general, right? You've got Facebook and Instagram and all these things happening. And I had a mentor of mine tell me, you know, David, marketing hasn't changed. Only the mediums have. Marketing fundamentals are still the same as they always were. People are the same as they always were. The difference is the medium. And the medium has a massive effect. Right? There's a couple of things that you have to really be conscious of and really be aware of. And this is for, you know, in your business, when you're marketing your business, these 2 points that I'm going to drive home, hopefully they trigger something inside you that allows you to go out and find a way to win. And in doing that, I want to tell you a story of what happened to me. So I'm looking to grow my business just like you, as I was saying. And in doing so, I come across this ad in Facebook that says performance-based Facebook ads. You don't pay anything until we make sales. And I was like, wow, that's really cool. So basically they help you run your Facebook ads, and you don't pay for their service until they get you business. And I thought, that is a pretty cool model. I can actually see a model for that working if you know what you're doing in Facebook ads. So I'm like, oh, okay, cool. I'm gonna click on it. I click on it, I sign up, he's got his little calendar sign up, and he basically has scheduled a 30-minute consultation call with me. I schedule the consultation call, I get on the call, and he starts to ask me about my business, find out how I can help. And I'm like, man, this is amazing. This is incredible. This guy cracked the code. This is an amazing idea. And so he starts to find out about my business, and he says, you know, let me check out some of your ads that you've done in the past. Let me check out some of the webinars and the trainings you've done. Let me look at the whole entire thing. And I'm like, okay, cool. And I show it to him. He's like, okay, we'll connect again on Monday. I'm like, all right, great. He's like, I need time to sit back and see if we can make it work, because we're performance-based. And if I don't think that, you know, after looking at your entire business, if I'm not positive we can make sales, I don't want to move forward, because if you don't make sales, we don't get paid. Does that make sense? And I'm like, yeah, that makes sense. And so we schedule another call. On Monday, I show up to the call, and he's like, well, I took a look, man, you're really good. You offer a lot of free value. I mean, you really do a good job speaking and doing training and stuff like that. I'm like, wow, I appreciate that. Thanks a lot. And so he starts to show me some of the places that I could use help on the back end and all these different things in terms of strategy. And I'm like, oh my God, that's really cool. You sound knowledgeable. And he goes, yeah, the startup fee is going to be $7,500. And then it is going to be a minimum budget of, you know, $3,000 to $5,000 a month on Facebook. Plus, we're going to take, you know, that cost about $1,000 to run, or 20% of the ad budget. And I'm like, well, wait a minute. And he's like, so what do you want to do? I'm like, well, I don't want to do anything. And he's like, well, why? I was like, well, because you told me on your front end that this was performance based. And then you even told me on our first call that, you know, I don't pay until, you know, you prove yourself. And he's like, well, you know, obviously we're a business and we can't make money if we don't. And he starts to justify. I'm like, wait. I went, there's a couple things going on here. Number one, it's very hard for me to trust you because you did the old bait and switch. That is the standard. That is the definition of bait and switch, or, you know, Facebook calls it clickbait. And what I actually started coaching him, ironically, I said, you know, you're asking me to spend, you know, tens of thousands of dollars over the next 3-4 months. and you hit me with that price point under the assumption that I was coming to you for free 99, F-R-E-E 99, for free 99. So there's a couple things I want you to get out of this. Number one, what I want you to get is bait and switch will not work even in the new mediums. It's tacky, it's gross, and you lose a lot of trust and rapport that way. I mean, obviously I did not sign up for this guy's Facebook ads, and I told him thanks, but no thanks. And was very blunt. You know, the reason I'm not doing it is because A, I don't trust you, and B, I would never want to market myself the way you just did. And I feel like if you're going to be in that industry, you should be demonstrating how you're going to do it, not necessarily telling me and impress me that way. So I said, you know, I'm just not interested. Thank you, but thanks for spending the time, but I'm okay. And there's a couple things that I want you to kind of get out of this podcast in terms of marketing, because there's two things in terms of marketing and sales that I believe has helped me to grow and, you know, make the kind of money that I've made and have the success that I've had. And, you know, granted, I'm not that 100 billionaire or anything like that, but I've done pretty good for myself. I've transformed my life over the years, and I've helped a lot of people transform their lives. And there's a couple of lessons in this story that I think could, you know, we could put on the microscope and then you could use to help you find a way to win. And the first one is this: you have to be aware of where the client is meeting you, right? Some people don't know you well enough. They don't have enough rapport with you, trust with you, for you to close them, right? Like, I don't know this guy from a hole in the wall. I Googled him, couldn't find him. I think he's a reputable company. I can't imagine he's not actually, you know, doing business. I mean, who knows, right? Like, based on that experience. But if they don't know you and they don't like you, they don't trust you, expecting them to spend thousands and thousands of dollars when they're in the mind frame of free is really tough. Expecting somebody to take action in a mind frame of where they were not expecting to take action, those days are gone. And I know I'm going to get a lot of feedback on this from salespeople. They're going to be like, you got to close them. You got to slam them. I'm telling you right now, and this is the point I want you to get. If your front end is closey, you're going to get a certain audience, but you're not going to last, because everybody's going to know that every time you open your mouth, you're just trying to make a commission check. And that is going to hurt your business. Your front end needs to be more marketing and branding based, and demonstration and value based. And then you can move clients along your funnel or your lead line, whatever you want to call it. But you need to understand where the client is. What frame of mind are they in? Right? If somebody's looking at houses in the $400,000 range, they're expecting to spend $400,000. But can you imagine if they were looking at the $400,000 range and you're like, how about this $1 million property? They're like, let me think about it. No. Right? So you need to be relating to the consumer in the mode that they're in according to where they are along your product or your service line. That's number one. And I told him this, if you had hit me with best Facebook ads marketing service in the world, and then you built the value of how much money you've made clients, and I came to you under the premise of expecting to spend money, I said, you probably, guy, would have my money, because you obviously know what you're talking about when it comes to Facebook ads. Very knowledgeable, by the way. I did not go with him because he didn't know what he was talking about. I didn't go with him because he broke my trust under the bait and switch, and he didn't meet me. I wasn't in the frame of mind of spending that amount of money, so he lost me. So that's number one. The number two thing I want you to get out of this is our society has changed in such a way that you cannot hide. And when you do hide, people think something's up. We live in a transparent world now. Like my mentor said, people haven't changed and marketing hasn't changed, only the medium. The medium has exposed people. It's very, very tough to do the old bait and switch. Not that you'd even want to, right? But transparency sells now. Transparency sells, stories sell. The bait and switch, those days are gone. The bait and the clickbait, that stuff is gone. My advice is to come full-blown, totally naked, totally, no, not physical, right? Like, but totally naked in terms of transparency and honesty and integrity, and just lay it all out there. I have had people inquire about my coaching. And then I tell them how much it costs, and they're like, oh my God, that's a lot. And I'm like, yeah, it is. That's a lot of money. And if you're not in that mode of that to make a commitment like that, you should definitely not do it. Like, who says that? Who says that in the sales presentation? I'm committed to it. I mean, even on these podcasts, you notice how, like, I just tell you stories about my life. Whether I look bad, stupid, whether I look, you know, smart, intelligent, doesn't matter to me. I just want to, I want to be completely transparent with you because I know that transparency has a massive impact. So two things. Number one, be aware of your client, where your client is in the sales cycle. That's huge. It's critical. And there's a whole nother conversation I want to go into. They'll probably do on another podcast about sales environment, but that's a whole nother discussion. You want to know where they are in the sales cycle. And then number two, be transparent, be open, lay it all out on the table. I promise you, in today's society, people appreciate that because there's so much gimmicks, so much bait and switch. Consumers gotten burned over the years. And so they're a little bit more savvy. So what you should do is surrender in terms of your marketing, be completely transparent, be completely open and honest, and watch your results go through the roof. And the truth is, when you learn to do that, when you learn that you have nothing to hide, that is when your awesomeness comes out. That's when people really start to appreciate you because it's called vulnerability. And vulnerability is very attractive, okay? So I hope this helps you find a way today in your marketing or your business or something like that. Or maybe it's not your business. Maybe you're just a commission-based salesperson. But either way, if you know somebody who should be listening to this, I would love it if you shared it for me. And also, I really am grateful. And I know I say this on every episode, but it's because I truly mean it. I really am grateful for you taking the time to listen to this, and I hope it made an impact in your life. If you haven't followed me on social media and Facebook, Instagram, all that kind of stuff, I'd love you if you came over and said hi. Until then, every single day of your life, go out there and demand that life be in such a way that you find a way to win every single day. Talk to you guys soon.